Let's pretend that on the way home, the Pharisee and the tax collector are walking home, rogue chariot gets away from the guy at the helm and runs over both of them, kills both of them, all right? They're both in front of God, day of judgment. The Pharisee walks in and God says, why should I let you into my heaven? The response of the Pharisee is, God, you should let me into your heaven because I was not a reviler. I was not a scoundrel. I was not a thief. I was not an adulterer. I was not a liar. And I tithed and I fasted twice a week. In fact, not only did I tithe, not only did I give what you ask, but I went beyond what you ask and tithed even beyond what you ask. And I fasted beyond what you ask. And you should let me into your heaven because I've done this and this and this and this and this. And not only have I been obedient to your law, but I've gone beyond your law. And that's why you should let me into your heaven. The problem with the Pharisee's prayer was not that he gave credit for his spiritual growth, but that he thought his spiritual growth justified him. That he thought that his acts of growth justified him before God. Well, the Bible tells us he's not justified. So God goes, Now, the tax collector has to be drug in because there's no way he's walking in there. He didn't even go all the way into the temple. He was in the outskirts where the Gentiles were while he cried out in his prayer. So he definitely isn't coming into the throne room of God. So some angels drag him. They probably don't have to drag. They probably just, bam, all right, throw you down. Tax collector's on his face sobbing, all right? God goes, okay, why should I let you in? He says nothing but, I plead the blood of Christ. I plead the blood of Christ. I plead the blood of Christ. You shouldn't let me in. My only hope, the only way I'm getting in is that in your mercy, through the cross of Christ, you will look past my sins and adopt me as your son. It's the only way I get in, through you alone. By no act of morality, by no act of religion will I get through. It'll be by your mercy through Christ alone. And the Bible says God goes, justified, come in. See, Jesus is going to constantly hound on this idea that your external religious actions somehow save you. Like in Matthew 21, I believe it's verse 31, he tells the Pharisees, this is why he gets killed, man. He tells the Pharisees, surely the hookers and the tax collectors will see the kingdom of God before you will. The mantra of and the hope of the follower of Jesus Christ is in one thing, Christ alone, Christ alone, Christ alone, Christ alone, Christ alone.